Have you ever had the problem of saying yes too many times, getting too many things on your calendar that you regret, and then just like going, what am I doing this thing that I shouldn't be doing? Well, you need to check out our podcast on Profit with a Plan. I've got Cheryl Green, who's going to teach us the power of saying no. Hey, entrepreneurs, are you trying to make bigger profits in your small business? If you're like most of us business owners, increasing your profitability is always on your mind, and you're probably looking for ways to grow your revenue while growing your company. Well, you found a podcast that shares ideas to help you do just that. I'm Marcia Reiner, known as the Profit Booster, and I'm a business growth strategist. I've helped tons of small business owners to establish and implement a tangible plan that guarantees increased profitability, guide your growth and plans for your future exit. Because building a highly profitable and sale-ready business creates a win-win scenario. That's more money now and a windfall when it's time to let go. And I want to share strategies that I've learned with you on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. But before we get started, I have something special to share with you, my podcast audience. If you ever wanted to supercharge your business, avoid profit plateaus, operational headaches, or growth roadblocks, well, I've created a brand new Profit Booster playbook just for you. You'll uncover three essential strategies and a quick way to take action on them. Now, this is not just a single-page report. It's filled with impactful strategies, actionable steps, and expert guidance to elevate your profits. Go download my playbook for free at boostingprofit.com. All right, I'm excited to have my guest on the show today, Cheryl Green. Cheryl has taken the people-pleasing to Olympic levels. For decades, she's put everybody else's needs above her own until she hit a metaphorical wall, brick wall. After committing to one too many responsibilities, Cheryl's discovered the importance of boundaries. Okay, she actually discovered that boundaries were even a thing. And now she works with individuals and organizations to establish healthy boundaries to improve their relationships, communication, and well-being. Cheryl is the author of six books, which is amazing, and she's earned her master's degree in forensic or psychology, but decided to, against her days of being studying the criminal minds, and went to work in the mental health customer service and public relations area. She brings a unique experience and insights to everybody. So, Cheryl, welcome to Profit with a Plan podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so I loved your intro and getting to know you a little bit. And you had this, like, I want to go into criminal, you know, I want to be an FBI kind of guy or gal and do some really cool stuff. But really, what was that big thing that finally got you into this space of helping people to manage their boundaries?
Yeah, so about 4 years ago now, COVID hit. We all felt that, and all of my clients disappeared overnight. Every single one of them. Just I do content writing, and apparently they didn't see the need for that in the middle of a pandemic or at the beginning of one. So I had been volunteering for years at an animal rescue, and the founder kept asking me to come work full time. And when all my clients disappeared, I said, okay. And I completely switched gears. I went and I worked full time for this animal rescue, which was always a passion project of mine. And then my clients started coming back. So I'm working full time, and full time in the nonprofit world is not 40 hours a week. Full time is 60 hours a week, maybe
Yikes.
70 sometimes, depending on events. And my clients are coming back, and they're coming back, and I'm getting new clients, and I have to take them because I'm making so little in the nonprofit world that I can't really keep a roof over my head and kibble in the dog's bowl without taking on these, freelance clients. So I'm taking on more and more, and my parents are older and needing more of me. And I just kind of I hit a metaphorical wall, and I almost hit a bunch of cars. I was driving down the road one day. I was crying, which I've actually coined the term cribbing, which is crying while driving. And I cry a lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like I'm a very sensitive human being. However, during this time, I'm working these like 60, 70 hour weeks. I'm not making ends meet. I'm not meeting all of the demands on my time. I'm short with absolutely everyone in my life. And I'm literally crying maybe 22 hours out of the day.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. And one day I was driving down the road and I saw those oncoming headlights. And I was like, hey, if I just kind of cross over the median, like this could all be just done. And it scared the crap out of me, obviously. I didn't want to hurt anybody else for sure. And I wanted to be there for my parents and for my dogs and for all the animals. And I pulled over to the road and I was like, okay, something has to give. I calmed myself down and ended up taking a month off from the rescue to kind of reevaluate my priorities and ultimately not working with them anymore. And it took another 6 months. I had cleaned everything off my plate, like everything that was non-essential. Like I was literally just focused on my clients and my parents and my mental health. And things started building back up again. I started saying yes again. And a friend of mine, I'm part of the National Speakers Association. A friend of mine was the president at the time, and she said, "Hey, Cheryl, I want you to be the incoming president. I want you to take over next year."
What an honor.
And I was like, "Okay, I'm going through all the feels, and I'm thinking, well, one, I'm now engaged and planning a wedding. Two, my parents are even more needing my assistance." But I've gotten everywhere I've gotten because of networking and because of serving and because of giving to the community. And wouldn't this be good for my business? And I've got the angel and the devil on both shoulders. But most off, I don't want to say no to my friend. I don't want to disappoint my friend. And I gave her the yes. And I instantly regretted it, like
Oh my
within
gosh.
seconds. And to make a long story short, I spoke to a mentor and he said, if you can't serve in the way that the chapter deserves to be served right now, then better now before you go through all the training and take up, this space. Better now than in 9 months when it's ready for you to step up. And I was sitting on an airplane. My Kindle died and I was like, oh crap, I have to like sit with my own thoughts right now. And I realized that I needed to get some boundaries. I realized that I had none, and the challenges that I've experienced in my life were almost all from a lack of boundaries. And I was like, well, I do need to learn them, but I'm not the only one. Like, I need to teach them too. And I outlined my book on the plane.
Wow, that's
So,
awesome. See
yeah.
what happens when your technology dies?
I know,
You
right?
know,
And
you
when you're actually quiet and like shut up for a minute, yeah, it's a good thing for me.
Well, wow, thank you for sharing that. I mean, what a crazy turn of events that led. But you know, there's so many of us business owners that they go through that boundary setting. You know, when you're starting your business, importantly, you know, you're like wearing every hat and you're doing all these things and you figure, oh, I just got to make one more phone call. Oh, I just have to lick one more stamp. You know, I just have to do this one more thing. And it starts to just build up on you until you're feeling like you do, like you want to, well, what if I just went into those lights, right? That's crazy. So, you know, we all feel it in one way, shape, or form, maybe not as scarily as yours or recognizable as yours, but we all do feel that. So if you could help us out a little bit now that you're teaching this to folks, if you could help us out to maybe help us recognize when A, the boundaries have been crossed, right? And when maybe we've taken on too much.
I think the number one symptom and the number one feeling is resentment. When you are resenting everyone and everything in your life, including your parents, your family, maybe your kids, maybe your dogs who you love more than anything in this world. But it's like everyone stops being a loved one and they start being a demand on your time. And clients that you enjoyed working with, or maybe didn't enjoy working with, you're just feeling this overwhelming weight. If you're really short with everybody and that's not normally you, like you're in the symptoms of burnout. You're experiencing that discomfort that comes from just having too much on you, too much weight, too much, responsibility. And I think I liked how you phrased it, because I always want to clarify that this isn't something that people do to us. This is something we allow.
Of course.
Because once we make that distinction, it goes from I'm the helpless little victim to like, well, crap, I have to look at my own behavior, but now I have the power to change it.
Wow,
So
I like that. I
if you're
like that.
struggling.
That's one thing we can control, right? I mean, in a world of so many things that we cannot control, this is something we can control. And there's always going to be those things that are, dumped on you that you really have to, there's no choice in the matter. You have to take it. But in those things, in the rest of the things that we really truly do have control over, you can start to make those decisions. So now that we've recognized the fact that, we're feeling resentment and regret for the things that we want to do and we can't do and that kind of stuff, how do we start to prioritize the things that should be on our plate and the things that maybe shouldn't be on our plate?
So the first thing I would say is a lot of boundary work is actually done like in the rearview mirror. It's kind of looking at the past, not to beat yourself up, but to say like, oh, I don't like how that felt. Or I don't like how that turned out. Because a lot of times, like if you're brand new to boundary work and you're brand new to even understanding the concept of boundaries,
Which I think a lot of people really truly are. It's not something we're taught in school and we learn and just, have in our lifestyle all the time. We're usually just, especially ladies, they're just loading it on.
And if you're like brand new to this, for somebody to say like, "Where's your boundary?" You're like, "I don't know. Like, is it in the couch cushion? Like, what am I looking for here?" But it's through that like that rearview mirror work that you can figure out where those lines are, and look, these situations, they keep coming. Maybe the place has changed, maybe the people have changed, the details have changed. But the situation itself is going to keep coming. So when you learn, like when you look at it in the past and say, like, oh, I wish this had gone differently, don't worry. It's coming back around. You're going to get to see that same situation. And now you can handle it differently. So I really think that's like the place to start is just by saying, like, you know what? I remember like getting that icky feeling, like I have to go like, shower after this situation occurred. Like, what happened? And oh, I found a boundary.
I like that. I like that because history does repeat itself. So if we can keep an eye on what it did and kind of realize the mistakes or the times that we wish, right, that were different, what if we were to be in a time machine and go backwards, would we do it again? A lot of those answers, that come up and they're like, oh, heck no, right? No, I'm not going to do that again, or I wouldn't have done that again. Then that's what you're going to take going forward and say when that opportunity comes around again, that's when you can kindly say no. So, speaking of saying kindly no, how does one say no to something like you mentioned, your friend, you didn't want to let your friend down, oh, they did something for me, I feel like I owe them, or, gosh, my hands are tied, I have to take this on. How do you say no?
So, first step, knowing you can. And to anybody watching, listening, like I officially give you permission to say no. You may never have been given that before. You may never have known it was an option. But first, knowing that it's okay. Like you're allowed to say no to friends. You're allowed to say no to clients. Like you are allowed to say no. Like this is cool. I was gonna say like no, saying no is cool. Like we're gonna have a meme for that. But I would say if you have made the decision, and I use a three-step process for this, and I call it the clash question because I love
The
music.
what question?
The clash question.
Clash question. Okay,
It's
I like that.
should I yay or should I no? So, and anybody who knows the clash like understands that, and the rest
Did I
you'll get
stay
it.
or should I go now?
Exactly. But you know, you're going through these questions in your head like, do I want to, or do I actually have to do something? And there are things out there that yes, you do have to do. Like you do have to take your elderly parents to the doctor, if there's not someone else that can do it. Do you have to take care of your children? Yes, please do. Like this is important.
It is a requirement. You had them. You've got to take care of them.
Exactly. Like huge, hugely important. Do you have to bake 700 cupcakes for the school fair? No, you just don't. So figuring out that have to want to. And then moving on to, do you actually have the resources to do this? And this is what a lot of us don't take into account. We're like, well, I have to do this. Okay, great. Do you have the time? Do you have the money? Do you have the energy? Do you have the mental bandwidth to take on whatever this is? And the
First of
last
all,
one.
that is an incredible set of questions to ask yourself for anything that you need to do. Do I have the time, money, energy, and bandwidth to take this new project on, this new hire on, this new client on? You know, those are really important questions that we want to ask ourselves because I don't know about you, but with me, I want to do the best I can do, right? And if I'm going to do kind of a half-assed job, well, then it's going to make me look bad. My client or customer may not want to come back on it. And then, so I love the fact that you really set those boundary questions in place first and to ask yourself with every opportunity. I mean, brilliant.
If you like that, you'll love the next one. Because the next one is like, time is finite. And I'm not getting into like theories of relativity here. I'm not smart enough to talk about that. But like, time is finite. Money, yes, you can always go make more. You know, great to have that mindset. However, for the most part, you're working within a fixed amount. Your energy, your brain power is all finite. And if you allocate to this new project, opportunity, helping someone, whatever it may be, you're taken away from something else.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, we're not all just sitting around like waiting for, you know, something else to like, oh, I'm waiting. I'm yay. You know, we're taking away from something else. And if you're not willing to give up whatever that is, maybe it's time sitting on the couch watching Netflix. Maybe it's taking your kid to their baseball game. Maybe it's taking on a new client. Maybe it's starting a new project or a new business, whatever it is. If you're not willing to give that up, then your answer is no. And if you look at all of these together, and I'll use a what's it called? Never mind. The diagram I use, if you have a no to any one of these things, you can't do it. So it kind of puts this like instant framework into your head of like, well, yeah, I want to or I have to, but I can't.
I
So
think
what
there's
do you do?
another party in involved here too, because if you have a spouse or partner, or if you have kids or, you know, your dog, your fur baby, right? Would they allow you to take that time away just because you say, ah, well, you're fine over there in that corner, honey. You just go on and do your thing. I'm gonna do my thing over here. But they may not be okay with that. So I think, you know, we have to also ask them, you know, are you okay with me cutting our time together down or spending that money or whatever it is?
Yeah,
Cool.
that's safe, and my husband will appreciate that you said that.
Well, I'm just looking in the rearview mirror, right? Going,
There you
well,
go.
he didn't like that before.
See?
I like it. Okay. So we've asked ourselves some questions, right? We've looked at the fact that time is finite and some other resources may be finite as well. So what else do we need to look at in making that decision, whether we say yes or no? And then, oh, the first question, is there a way to say no?
Yeah, so first off, pause. This is
What?
just pause. Just stop for 1 second, take a breath, just like you. We had some tech issues getting on this call, like, and you were like, okay, let's breathe, let's take a moment. The problem with 30, 40, 50, 60 years of having unhealthy boundaries, is we have yes disease. And
Yes,
before,
disease. Yes, we do.
yes,
Share.
we do. Before someone has even finished asking you their favor, you have already, sorry for the graphics here. Some people think they're hilarious, some people don't. You're already vomiting out yes. Like it is flying out of your mouth. And they're like, could you? Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I can pick your kids up from daycare and I'll wash your car while I'm out. And we're like, yeah, I got everything. I can do all the things. And I'm not saying to never help anyone again in your life. This is not what I'm saying. I still volunteer with organizations. I still help my friends. I'm still taking care of my dad. Like, we're here to serve. We're here to help one another. The problem is when that is not a mindful act. When we don't take the time to go through those clash questions in your head to check in with ourselves and do we actually want to do something? And we just puke our yes all over everybody. And so the trick to that is literally just pause. Like, just take a minute and you don't have to be like awkward and be
Give me a second.
you don't have to do that. But one, take a deep breath, finish hearing them out, hear what it is you're getting yourself involved in. And then, if you need to, and I suggest it, buy yourself some time. Say something like, hey, you know what? I have to check my calendar. I'll get back to you by the end of today. Or I want to talk to my husband about this. Sounds like a great opportunity, but I always want to check in and I'll let you know by Friday. Give
Right.
yourself that space to run through those questions, to really check in, to check with whoever, your sig I call them significant otters. To check with your significant other, with your kids, with whoever it is. And have that time to really think, do I want to do this before you commit? So you're not sitting on an airplane deciding to let your friend down, 3 weeks after you've already committed.
I
So
like
take that
that.
pause. Just take that time. And then you've got three answers in front of you. Yes, sure, happy to help. We're all really good at that one. But you've already run through everything and you're like, okay, I can actually do this. We'll switch to no, go to no at this point, which is the no, I'm just not willing to help you. I'm not able to help you at this time. No, I hate the phrase no is a complete sentence because if you don't believe that you actually have the right to, like that's just, fluffiness. But it is. And there's a
But
lot
it's
of
funny, I can also still hear how your people pleaser comes out of you, and it's difficult for you to say no, which a lot of us have that same problem. It's like, well, no. So let me tell you why no. Here's this long laundry list of why no's. All you had to do was say no.
Yeah,
Sorry.
there's some people in your life that no really isn't enough. If it's your best friend and they need something from you, just saying no is a little harsh. It's not necessary. Maybe there really is a reason that you can't or won't. And you want to give that to them because the
Sure.
relationship kind of warrants it. from my single days, a guy comes up to you in a bar and wants to buy you a drink. No is sufficient. That is plenty. Just gosh, and we're done. So you've got yes, you've got no, and then you've got yes and. And I like to call this the improv answer, because if you're familiar with improv, they use yes and to move a scene along. Sometimes you do want to help, you just can't or won't help in the way that they want. And it's okay at this point to put your own conditions on it.
I like that.
Yes, I would be happy to babysit your child. However, I'm not available on Tuesday. I could take them on Wednesday. Yes, I'm happy to lend you money, but $10,000 is a little bit much. I could give you $1,000 right now if that would help you. So you're kind of just shifting the ask. And at this point, like, you've done your job. You've given them an answer, and now they have the opportunity to say, like, that's awesome. Wednesday would be great. I'll just move my hair appointment, whatever it is, like, great, thank you. Or, you know what, that doesn't work for me. I appreciate you, but I'm gonna have to find someone else. So it puts the onus back on them to, like, okay, they can't help me in the way I want or need to be helped. So I'll go find someone else, or I'll rearrange my schedule. So, whatever it may be.
Right. I like that. So there's options, right? And I love that you're putting conditions on it to say yes and. It's not yes but, it's yes and however I can do it this way. So it gives a little bit more of the way you can control your boundaries and what you're doing. Gee, I can't run the entire bake sale, or gee, I can't run this entire project for the client, but I can take this and this and this piece off your plate, right? And doing that. So I think that should be done more often than just flat out, sure, take advantage of me. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Right? Kind of way. It brings up something for me, that I always like to say, my yeses have conditions on them, right? And I coach my clients to the same thing. You can say yes to this expense if it produces a client, if it increases the lifetime value of the client, and it keeps a client, right? So you can say yes to this expense if it meets these criteria. So it's kind of the same thing as your no. As if it doesn't meet this criteria, then I have to say no. And it's kind of the same thing as yes. Does this improve my business? Does this create, more clients or longer clients or keep a client? Does it free up time? Because I'm hiring this person, does it free up my time so I can then go do revenue producing activities? I think it's just having these questions for those answers that people are looking for from you, and I think it's super valuable setting the boundaries on both sides. Could say no if it doesn't meet these criteria, and you can say yes if it meets these criteria. Love
Yeah,
it.
there's a lot of opportunities out there. And I like to call opportunities time sucks in sheep's clothing. Because sometimes they're really awesome and they're really amazing and they're going to move your business forward and they're going to bring in more clients and they're going to educate you and all the things. And sometimes literally it's just a time suck. And you're like, okay, well, now I'm out of money, time, energy, and I haven't moved forward in the way I wanted to.
Yes, ma'am. That happens quite frequently, especially with all these fantastical ideas. Or if you're one of those kind of people like myself that would rather do something creative than actually, the pick up the phone and do something constructive, right? Those kind of things definitely can do that. But sheep's clothing, yeah, they are. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. All right. So this has been really great. Cheryl, you've given us some really good ideas. You've given us some really good ways of kind of working through those boundaries that we have in there. And I love the fact that you started this all off with the point that saying, You have the right to do this. You have, nobody can control your time except for you. And so you can make those moves on your own. So where can listeners find out more about you and your methodologies and the things that you do?
Yeah, so if you go to my website, youhadmeatno.com, and it is because of the book, youhadmeatno.com. You can find out about the book, about my speaking, and then also you can download, sorry, there's like dog fur flying through. Please excuse me. You can download, I have a how to say no cheat sheet. And a lot of people, just like you asked, how do I say no? And it's easier to have some sentence starters ready for you. And then you can create your own from there. But I wanted to create just this super easy, like, this is your go-to. Like, I have clients that have it laminated and it's on their office wall. And they're just
That's
literally like,
fantastic.
okay, okay, wait, I have this information. So I invite everyone to download that. And yeah, I would love to have these conversations with people. It's something that was never talked about, unfortunately, in a lot of people's childhoods, yes. And it's time. It's time we have these conversations. It's time we start making our own priorities a priority.
Love it. So very important and so very valuable. I love the idea that your clients have laminated it and put it up on their wall as a reminder of the things that the boundaries that we should have. And as especially in business, we're inundated with, oh, I got to do this, or people coming in and going, can you do this for me? Right? Instead of owning your own time and your calendar and getting the objectives that you have to achieve, as well as the objectives that your team and the people around you have to achieve. So having that power to be able to say no and yes to the things, or yes and to the things that are incredibly important to move you, your own personal life, as well as your business life forward. So I love that. All right, listeners, I hope you found a couple ideas to put into your business that will make you be more profitable. I know that this skill set of being able to say yes and no at the appropriate times for you to be able to really thrive and take your business and your life to a new level. As I mentioned, how would you like to supercharge your business? Go ahead and download my new Profit Booster Playbook packed with three profitable strategies and actionable steps that you can take to make 2024 your most profitable year ever. Go grab it for free at boostingprofit.com. And Sherilyn, I would love to hear the one no that changed your life, or maybe the one yes that changed your life. Hit us up in the comments and tell us what that answer was or why you said that answer and how it changed your life. We would love to hear your stories on that, and we'll comment back for you. And while you're at it, please subscribe. You don't want to miss future shows. As always, you can catch Profit with a Plan on any of your favorite podcast players. We're looking forward to more great profitable information on next week's show. So until then, make your plans and profit with them. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.